CBSI and the world, I'm John Batchelor, to Bougainville Island in the far Pacific. This is a story of the U.S. and its allies versus the People's Republic of China in the contest not only for Oceania, all this vast area with sovereign powers, but also anticipating a military conflict over Taiwan and other parts of the Oceania Basin. I'm welcoming John Kuhn. He is represents Numa Numa Resources. We last spoke, he was in Bougainville. The story about the Solomons, the story about Fiji, the story about the Marshall Islands or Palau, the story about the Philippines, it's all one story. China wants to penetrate the first and second island chain, establish what appears to be a trading post, then quickly becomes dual use for the military. That's the idea. All of these islands strung along Oceania are targets for the PRC and its cash. John, a very good evening to you. The man's name is Toro Rama, born 1968, served in a Revolutionary Army when he was 19 years old. In 2020, he became the leader of Bougainville, which is in ambition is to be independent of Papua New Guinea sometime in these next years. Most recently, you were his guide in his visit to Washington, D.C. in November of 23. What is the conversation in Washington about? What is President Toro Rama representing? How was he received in Washington? Good evening to you, John.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me. Good to talk with you again. President Ismail Toro Rama wanted to go to Washington to meet face-to-face with the administrative and congressional leaders there and tell them that he wants to continue to do business with what he calls his traditional allies, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States. He lists in that order, and there's a reason for that. He also wants to dissuade them of the idea that he thinks it would be a good idea to do business with China, but he also wants to let them know that his highest obligation is to deliver independence for his people. And if the United States doesn't want to be friends with Ismail Toro Rama, he will reluctantly have to use his term, play other cards.
That would be the China card. Let's talk about his challenge immediately, which is independence. The Bougainville and its accompanying island, Buka, there are other smaller islands, are now, according to the Papua New Guinea, headquartered at Port Moresby, part of Papua New Guinea. This is an accident of history I learned from reading the documents you sent me, John, because it was all bundled together in German colonial empire that ended at the end of the Second War, Versailles Treaty. So we're all wrapped up in the mistakes of geography of the 20th and 19th century. However, Bougainville has a claim to be independent. What is its status? Is it going to achieve that? You tell me the date is 2025. Is that imaginable?
It is imaginable. I doubt that it will actually happen that quickly, but I think there's no doubt, John, that ultimately it will happen. I mean, just very briefly, Bougainville was engaged in a civil war with Papua New Guinea over issues created by a huge copper and gold mine, the Panguna mine in Bougainville. That war culminated with a UN-supervised peace treaty called the Bougainville Peace Agreement, in which Bougainville was given the right within 20 years to conduct an independence referendum. That agreement was signed in 2001, and in 2019, John, they did indeed vote 98% for independence. Then the Bougainville Peace Agreement is a little weak-kneed. It says independence must be approved by not the prime minister, not the people, but the parliament of Papua New Guinea. The parliament of Papua New Guinea is two things: honestly, weak and corrupt and inept, and second, under the thumb of Australia, because they get so much of their money from Australia. neither of those groups are really thrilled with the idea of Bougainville getting its independence. So the negotiations have come to a complete impasse.
It's a puzzle. Australia is at hand. Australia dominates this story for more than a century. Australia committed its military force in this region to battle the Japanese. Canberra must see the advantage to holding on to Bougainville for even just to say briefly, because of the national security of the whole region. Australia is working with the U.S., with Japan and the Philippines. You know all this. So why would Australia be hostile or negative about Bougainville's independence? Doesn't it help everybody?
It should, and they're not outrightly hostile or negative, but it starts with the idea that Australia views that whole section of the world, John, and you understand this, as kind of their backyard. And furthermore, they view their capabilities of taking care of their backyard, I think, they haven't been able to do what they should have. So, for example, the Solomon Islands has gone astray and is now in the clutches of the PRC.
And that's on Australia. When Sogavare went to Beijing, Australia did not intervene in any significant fashion. It sent peacekeepers and then they backed off. So is Australia using the same blindness and deafness towards Bougainville? Is that the problem, Canberra?
Yes, sir. That is the problem. And the problem is also caused by Australia's belief that the leading effort for them and the allies in that region has to be Papua New Guinea. So they're betting on Papua New Guinea. Bougainville is part of Papua New Guinea. The Panguna mine, with its $100 billion of ore, is part of Papua New Guinea. So Australia is saying, hey, guys, let's just stay together. And they don't recognize that Bougainville was sandwiched into Papua New Guinea artificially over 100 years ago. They've always wanted to be independent, and they're not going to stop now.
In Washington, did you find friendly ears, John?
Yes, we did. I would say that Washington understands that they gave too much credence to Australia's statements to, hey, we got this in the South Pacific. When the Solomon Islands bolted away under Mr. Sogavare, I think there was shock in various institutions in Washington. They do not want that to happen again. On the other hand, they value their friendship with not only Australia, but with PNG. As you know, they're trying to do things with both nations down there. So they're confused. And what I would say to them, not that they would listen to me, is, guys, don't be confused about the Chinese. The Chinese will try and pick off everybody in this part of the world. So if Bougainville is a friend, embrace them as a friend and do what you need to keep that.
John Kuhn, representing Numa Numa Resources, and my guide on Bougainville. I've only ever read about it, but it's part of the larger story of Oceania in contest with the People's Republic of China. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.